Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting ninth. The catcher, Carl Taylor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund takes first base on ball four. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Rettenmund moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rettenmund moves to third. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rettenmund scores. Grich moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Mayberry moves to second. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a line drive into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. McRae moves to second. It's Royals, 1, Orioles, 1. Paul Shall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Echeverrin moves to third. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund is walked intentionally. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a pop-up towards third. Shall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Otis is chasing the ball. Blair rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park grand slam home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobley hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Rettenmund is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall juggles the ball. That's an error on Schall. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair moves to third. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bellinger strikes out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rettenmund hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Rettenmund reaches second base with a double. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-3 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rettenmund moves to third. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Blair hits a line drive towards third. Schall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Davis reaches second base with a double. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on splitter. Davis scores. It's 7-1, Orioles. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to third. Etchy Barron moves to second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Rettenmund hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Etchy Barron scores. Bellinger moves to second. It's 9-1, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. Rettenmund moves to third. Grich moves to second. It's 10-1, Orioles. Gene Garber now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Schall moves to second. Bobby Floyd pinch runs for Cookie Rojas. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Schall moves to third. Floyd moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Floyd now playing second base. Gale Hopkins now playing first base. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-4 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae strikes out. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.